Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 25th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and I'm here on my own. Hopefully with everything working, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on these Big Brother 21 live feeds. We are live. Okay. We're all good. I apologize. I was a little bit late today, and by a little bit, I mean a decent amount late today. I did not wait until 10:55 to work on the computer. I built a new computer yesterday. I actually tested it out last night on Twitch. Things were fine. Things were okay. But it just required a little something went wrong this morning and I had to fix it. So, but we're all good now. We're live. We're talking. Everything's okay. All right. All right, so I'm here to update you, as I mentioned, on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 36 in the house. Day 36. And we had a pretty slow day. Not much to talk about here. We probably waited about as long as the update will be. Because most of the day was spent on like an America's Top Model thing. They dressed up and they did a show and they had, I don't know, fun, I guess. There's a clip of Cliff in a twerking contest for those that that enjoy such things. His poor daughter tweeted it out. It was entertaining. You know, I would recommend that if you're into America's Top Model and or fashion shows and or twerking contests, then you can go ahead and watch that back. But, I don't think there's, I'm not going to twerk for you. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. It's a little, out of my pay grade there. I'm just not going to do it. But there was a little bit of game that happened yesterday. Just a little bit. Nick and Sam in particular are going to be talking, about Christy. And how Christy is the threat. The more they talk, the more they sort of start to realize that Christy is the person that they have been running into in a brick wall over and over. and that she is the one that is a liar, and that she is the one that they want to call out and they want to target. And so they can. Yogurt Daddy in the chat says, I can make it your bakery. Oh, boy. All right. So they are anti-Christie. They're anti-Christie. And they are upset with her and they want to target her. Nick wants to put her up if he wins the HOH. He might put up somebody like Tommy or Jack next to her, in the hopes to like get her out. He said she mentioned that nobody would ever vote against Tommy because they'll love him. And he was like, well, let me put him up right next to her and see her eat those words. So that's really what they're doing here. They are going to spend the day talking about Christie, trying to campaign for Bella, planning for the next week when Nick wins HOH, which he thinks he can, but let's be real, he's not. So that's Nick and Sam for a while. But the point being here that Christie's name is out there. It's only in the Outcast right now. But I think the more they talk about her, the more things might start to come out if she does happen to betray people. So, interesting thing to look at there. Nick and Cliff are going to talk. They're going to have a conversation earlier in the day and then another one later on with Bella, where Cliff is going to promise them multiple times that if it does come down to a tie between Bella and Jack, he will vote Jack out. He will break the tie in favor of Bella. They don't need to worry about that. Now, he's obviously telling the other side a different story. And this is a little bit dangerous because Bella is a savage, just leaks information just constantly. So, Christie has already heard that Bella thinks that Cliff will break the tie in her favor, and she doesn't believe that Cliff actually told her that. But the more Cliff promises Bella, the more I feel like this could get back to backfire on Cliff. But he promises if it comes to a tie, he doesn't think that that Jackson actually will vote for Bella to stay. But if for some reason he does and the vote comes down to a tie, then he will break the tie in favor of Bella. And that's what Nick, Bella, and Sam are hoping for. They're hoping that their campaign to Jackson actually worked. And that Jackson will vote with them, and that if Jackson is with them, then they'll have the votes. Obviously, this is not going to happen, but it's interesting because I feel like obviously if it did, then Cliff is right to break the tie in their favor at this point. But honestly, he's in so good with Christie right now that I'm almost like, if it wasn't Jackson, if it was just like Kat or just a rogue vote or something, I almost feel like it's not even in his best interest at this point to break the tie against Jack. But if it is Jackson and Jackson turns on them for whatever, because blueberry pancakes, then he will. And I think that would be a good thing, but it's not happening, so it doesn't really matter. So, blueberry pancakes, by the way, is the code phrase that Jackson came up with, for if he's going to save Bella. And this is the thing, they all know it. Like they're all like making fun of him for the code phrase, and they're all talking about how he's messing with Bella and all of this stuff. Jackson is going to continue to have a hard time with being a have not. And later in the night, we're going to hear from Christie that he broke down in the diary room. And finally, they, according to Christie's retelling of this, they gave him food, all of his favorite foods to help him in his breakdown, I guess. So this is going to continue to be a sore spot, I would say, for the audience in terms of really disliking Jackson and really looking forward to the discomfort that he would go through as a have not, and production seemingly caving. Now, there are some complications here, of course. I believe that there's a lot of talk about Jackson having some kind of eating disorder. And I think with that being the case, people are like, well, if he does have an eating disorder, then obviously they shouldn't be that's something that is a thing to consider. And then people respond by saying, well, if he had an eating disorder, then he shouldn't have gone on the show in the first place, where this is a thing, and he shouldn't have volunteered for being a have not when he knew that it would be a problem and production shouldn't have let this happen in the first place. In which case I say, yeah, probably. But it's, the whole thing is just a messy situation. And I think it's obviously magnified by the fact that people don't like Jackson. And if that weren't the case, then I wonder how people would feel. But ultimately, it's happening, and we'll see if anything comes of it. We don't even know for sure that it's true. But it seems to be a continuing issue here for Jackson and this have not thing. So we'll talk about it as it progresses. So that's Jackson. He's, you know, busy getting his favorite foods and then, pretending like he's going to flip for Bella by saying blueberry pancakes. Holly is going to talk with Sis, and she is going to say, she's going to talk about Kat, and I've been talking about this, that Kat has been doing a decent job of getting in with Christy and convincing Christy that Jackson is a target and Jackson should be targeted. But she has been trusting Holly way too much with a lot of this information. She goes to Holly and she tells her all of this anti-Jack stuff. You know, Holly was anti-Jackson stuff. Holly was anti-Jackson for the time that he broke up with her, but now she's back in with Jackson, and Kat is going to continue to kind of whisper sweet nothings about Jackson into Holly's ear. And by sweet nothings, I mean, hey, Jackson's bad. He's doing bad things. He's a target. Don't trust him. That's bad news for Kat, because Holly does trust Jackson for the most part. And so Holly is going to be talking with Sis about, and she's going to rat Kat out a bit here and be like, you know, Kat keeps telling me things about Jackson that, like, you know, he's all these things that he's doing, and, you know, he's a target, but I don't think I believe her. I think maybe she has ulterior motives. Like, is she doing this as a friend and she just wants to look out for me, or does she have ulterior motives? And of course, Sis is going to default to ulterior motives. I don't think that's true at all. So Kat really continuing to, I think, get herself in a little bit of trouble here. Holly is a very important ally for Kat. And I think that it's important that she does not mess that up. I appreciate that she wants to target Jackson, but obviously Kat shouldn't be the one to do it. Kat is later in the day going to talk about how she was thinking about targeting Jackson. She's a little bit scared to next week. She was thinking about putting up people like Nick and Sam and then backdooring Jackson. But given the way that she talked about it, I'd honestly expect that maybe she would back away from that. I think that she probably realizes that she would lose Holly if she tried it. And, you know, what are you going to do? So that's what's going on with Holly and Kat. Cliff is going to talk with Christy. Cliff is going to talk multiple times with Christy. He's continuing to build his relationship with her and the trust with her that he built with the deal that he made. in this, in the relationship that's building, they're talking a lot. Cliff is going to, you know, talk about how Jackson is really trying to make it seem like he's going to flip. And they talk about blueberry pancakes, and they talk about how, you know, Christy's like that guy, he's messing with people's minds. Christy's still a bit anti-Jackson, although she does ease up a little bit on him over the course of the day. She says that he's been acting a little bit better, but he still is going to remain a target for them. Maybe not as early as next week, but definitely somebody that they're looking at. Cliff is also going to be continuing to talk about Nick and Sam and how they are now talking about Christy. He gives them the heads up about that. Cliff continuing to basically give information that's mostly worthless that Christy either already knows or will find out soon enough, and building trust with that information. So that relationship is continuing to build and develop. They have their big show. I did on this this last day of Cliff's HOH, I decided that I would, you know, the Orwell in the house has a little bandana on, and I actually have a bandana of my own. It's my Dan's funeral bandana, and so I decided that my Orwell would get a little bandana of his own, not a green one like in the house, but a red one. In honor of Dan. So there you go. This is Orwell's fashion show. I hope you guys, he's doing the walk. People want Orwell to twerk. Orwell is a great twerker. What have I done? So yes, it's Dan's funeral. Dan's funeral. Not Dan's funeral. So there we go. That's what Orwell is up to. Nice and red. So Jack is going to be doing some campaigning throughout the day. He talks to Nicole. He talks to Jess. He promises them some things. Nicole, in particular, he is going to promise that he's going to, you know, help her in the future if she votes to keep him. All of that stuff. Nicole actually kind of feels like she might be buying this, and Jack kind of feels like he might be telling the truth, that he really would want to protect some of these people as far as he can, you know, which is not very far. But he'll be true to his word to an extent, which is kind of good for Nicole if she is able to keep her name out of Bella's mouth, and keep her head low. Then she might be able to survive the next couple of weeks, especially given that Nick and Sam are so anti-Christy. They're becoming bigger and bigger targets. Nick and Sam, unfortunately, with all of this anti-Christy stuff, really putting a hold on the anti-Jackson stuff, because Christy can't go after Jackson before Sam if Sam is going after Christy. So we'll see where that plays out. But for right now, Nicole is you know, trying to keep her head down, trying to make sure that she stays alive for the next couple of weeks. And it might work. It might work. So Jack is also going to talk to Jess, and Jess does not need nearly as much convincing. Nicole is going to talk with Jess a few times about how there's a six, but Jess still just doesn't get it. Jess, I mean, you guys know, nothing new came of Jess yesterday. Nothing new. Bella, Nick, and Sam are going to continue to hope that they can get Jackson on board with them, that they really feel like, you know, even though Cliff told them that Jackson is out of the plan and that he's not going to do it, they are continuing to hope that it's going to fall through. And they're going to continue to try to make something happen. But it's just not looking good for them there. Nick did talk to Jackson and try to convince him that Christy is coming for him. So the information is getting out there between Jackson and Christy that Christy wants Jackson gone and Jackson wants Christy gone. It hasn't like totally blown up yet, but the information is slowly starting to trickle out, and people are aware of it. It hasn't been totally resolved. So that's still one piece of information out there. But I'm continuing to think that this is just Nick and Sam trying to make something happen that was already happening. And by trying to make it happen, they're actually scaring it back into place. Because again, common enemy. When Nick and Sam are trying to get Christy and Jackson to turn on each other, there's now an outside force trying, like, causing that to happen, and it might actually glue them back together. So that would be unfortunate. So, Jack is going to, there's going to be more relationship drama between Jack and Sis. Sis continues to talk about how she actually, like, really likes Jack, and, you know, it's like, but I just don't know about it. And, you know, he's got his ex, and then, you know, other people are going to talk to Jack about Sis and how she really likes him. And he's like, oh, she's a great girl, but, you know, I'm keeping us safe by keeping my distance and all of this stuff. But then also he's going to cry about his ex, again, he misses her, and then when he gets out of the house, so on and so forth. Tucky just donated $1.99 in the YouTube chat. Please give this to Orwell Clothing Allowance. Orwell is going to get dressed up. Now, Orwell can only come out during Cliff HOHs. That's the rule. So he's going to sit back for a little while. But if Orwell, if Cliff comes back into power, we'll see how it goes. All right. So, more relationship drama stuff. Now, there was an interesting thing that happened last night. Cliff actually explained what Rob Has a Podcast is, and particularly what these live feed updates are. So he was explaining that, yeah, these people, my daughter, she's a big fan too. She's in their little club. It's a patron. And they podcast about the show, and they watch the feeds all the time. There are updates every day. And they were all fascinated by this. And Jack in particular was like, oh man, I want to go back and watch them all when I get out. Hi, Jack. If you're watching this, what are you gonna do? So that was fun. Really, you shouldn't be watching this. It's my real answer. All right. Tommy is going to talk with Sis a bit about Jackson and how they are looking to take a shot at Jackson at some point for sure, and that they feel like Holly is maybe willing to let that shot happen, that she might be willing to let Jackson go because of the way that he treats her. This, I think, comes from, again, the conversation that Tommy had with Holly when she was annoyed with Jackson with the way that he was treating her. And so they kind of feel like this is maybe a possibility that they could maybe convince Holly to let Jackson go. It's, again, still very much in their minds to take some kind of shot at Jackson. either soon or at some point. It's still in Tommy's mind from the conversation he had with Christy earlier. It's definitely still in Christy's mind. They're floating the idea to Sis. She is on board with it as well. So those cracks are very, very much there. And they are very much in play. So we'll see what comes of that. Sam is going to talk with Tommy as well. Sam had an interesting conversation with Tommy late in the night, where he basically was just like, hey, man, can I talk to you? Like, I feel like everything I say to you gets back to people. And Tommy is like, what? Nah, I mean, what is there? Are you? And Sam was like, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, like when I, you know, I mean, I guess like I should say, like, I really don't want this conversation to get back to anyone else. And Tommy's like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, if you had said that, then definitely nothing would have been said. And so Sam is like, all right, so when we made the Flaming Five, I should have said, don't tell anyone about this. That was a good point. And Tommy's like, oh, well, I mean, with that, I mean, you have to understand, right? Like, I'm so glad that I decided to tell people, because Nick and Bella were just running their mouth all the time. Like, what? I had to be safe. And I'm so glad that I did, because if I didn't, then I could have been in trouble in the game. That was a very funny exchange. But they continue to talk. And I mean, really, the bottom line here is that, like, Sam is just going to continue to be pretty blunt with Tommy. But he wants to work with Tommy. He says, like, I think that you're very diplomatic, and I think that you are, you know, capable and willing to work with other people. And Tommy, of course, I'm not like, you know, glued to the Six. I'm not glued to the Six. This was a funny conversation. I don't really know what Sam was thinking in this conversation. But you know, Sam is continuing to make himself a target. If not that he wasn't already one, but what are you going to do? Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Nick is going to talk with Bella about how she's probably going to be leaving on Thursday, and how he really cares about her. And if she does leave, she doesn't need to worry. She, you know, he really, really cares for her, and he wants her to be his girlfriend outside of the house. Yeah. Boyfriend and girlfriend. Who knew? So that's happening. Yeah, they're very open about the Six in the house. Let me know if you have questions now in the chat, because we're gonna going to reach the end of the day here a bit. Like I said, not a ton happening here. Really just pushing forward toward the eviction tonight. Bella says her goodbyes to everyone late in the night. You know, all of that stuff. In the morning, before this update came on, Jackson did have another conversation, early morning conversation with Bella, continuing to give her false hope. And Bella once again said that Cliff promised me that he would break the tie in my favor if it was a tie. And so they're going to continue to, you know, beat around this bush of maybe Jackson will flip for us here. Maybe something will happen, but it's not happening. All right. Question. Do you think Julie will mention controversies in Bella's interview since she's pre-jury? Do I think she'll get booze? She won't get booze. Why would they give her alcohol in an interview? No, people will not boo her. And will Julie mention controversies? I doubt it. I think that she might ask her about the bullying of Nicole, but that's probably about it. I would expect a lot of like, do you wish that you had listened to Nicole? What do I think would have been Bella's best campaign? I don't think she needed to go to Kat and she needed to convince Kat. Why does production continue to protect Jackson? So I will say that they showed Jackson and Christy, and I felt like that was a bad look. Obviously not, not the Jackson that we know, but in the episode last night when he was like really hardcore pressuring Christy to use her power, that was a departure from the Jackson that we've seen on the show thus far. So I think we may be starting to dip our toes in the water in terms of a poor Jackson edit. So I would say hold out hope for that one. You saw a tweet saying the HOH comp will be live on the feeds. Well, we did get, Julie said last week that it would be an endurance competition. We've been expecting a wall all week. So I would expect that that would be the case. Why did Julie bring up a twist in episode one saying some house guests might know each other, but then nothing came up again? They're probably just covering themselves in case it had to come up in the show that other house guests knew each other. So like if Kat and Holly's outside relationship, I don't know, gets exposed in the house, then they'll have to show it. And then they'll point back to that clip and be like, see, we told you there might be other relationships in the house. Twist! Big surprise! Should Nicole cast a rogue vote to grow the target on Jackson? No, absolutely not. Just like the default person that everyone thinks a rogue vote would have been, the last time the rogue vote was cast was Nicole, and so it was an obvious person to blame. The same is now true of Jackson. Now that everybody knows that Jackson was the rogue vote, if somebody casts another rogue vote, then the obvious person to point to would be Jackson, which in some ways clears his name. And so you have to be very careful. Why does everyone expect a wall instead of swings or other endurance? Because they almost always do a wall right before jury. This is right around the spot they usually do the wall. Slip and slide is usually later on, as are the swings. Usually they could change it up, but just going based off of previous seasons. What prior house guest who was a super fan's trajectory would I have in the game? I don't quite understand that question. Would I eat Jackson's watermelons before he gets off Have Nots? No, he'd be so mad at me. Why would I do that? Also, I gotta say, not a huge fan of watermelon. How can the bottom feeders avoid Christie's power next week? Well, first of all, I don't think it will matter anyway, because I doubt one of them will win HOH. But I mentioned this on the roundtable. Say Christie, or say Nicole manages to beat all of the other people in the HOH, and Nicole wins, and she wants to take a shot at, let's say, Jackson. Jackson is the perfect person for her to take a shot at within the six. But she could also take a shot at Jack. But what she can do is she can nominate Sam and Jack, right? If she nominates Sam and Jack, then it will be her, Sam, and Jack picking for the veto draw. And she has the ability to, if she gets House Guest Choice, to choose somebody that's not in the six. Sam has the same. So they have good odds to at least have it 50-50. Three people who would not use the veto, or who would use the veto on Sam, and three people who would use the veto on Jack. And if they get lucky, it might be 4-2. It might even be 5-1, but that's very unlikely. But they'd stack the odds in their favor by not nominating two of the people in the six, like Cliff did. And so if they're able to do that, then having Sam playing in the veto, getting Nicole in there, getting at least one other person in there, it's a 50-50 coin flip at that point. And if they win the veto, they can use it on Sam. Nicole can replace Sam with Jack. Christie can't use her power because she's just giving the ability to name the replacement to the person that won the veto. And so the person that won the veto would just use it to put Jack up on the block anyway. And so Jack versus Jackson on the block. At that point, they can take the shot at Jack, which would be the best thing for them to do. And leave Jackson in the house as somebody that Christie clearly wanted out and now can retaliate. It's honestly like a pretty decent plan there. They have pretty good odds to make Christie's power be completely useless. Even if the other side wins, let's say, let's say Jack wins the veto. He's going to take himself down. Nicole can replace him with Jackson, and if he's replaced with Jackson, then it's Sam versus Jackson, and at the very least you have the ability for somebody to take a shot at Jackson, something along those lines. So that would be my plan. Do I think the season will deserve an asterisk if one of the friendships win? Honestly, a little bit. A little bit. Why is Christie's power not making her a bigger target in the house? Her power isn't that useful. It really isn't. Like I said, like it, you can work around it a little bit. And it requires maintaining the majority alliance and a specific scenario to actually use it, and it's only good for another 2 weeks. It happened to play out in a way that it was useful this week, but it almost didn't. If Jack had won the veto instead of Jackson, it wouldn't have come into play. Jackson would have gone home, and things would have been different. So it's really not as powerful as people make it out to be. And we knew that before, and we were making fun of Christie for like thinking about how powerful, like thinking it was much more powerful than it actually was. But I feel like we've forgotten just how situational it is. I will be going on Twitch today for the Stock Watch at around 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to be on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We're going to be going over the prices of people in the house and who's maybe a good buy, who's a good sell, what's going to happen into the next week. It's a lot of projecting into the next week and seeing what might or might not happen. It's a lot of fun. Check it out on Twitch. When does the power end? Two more evictions after this one. Yes, that's exactly it. Will Cliff be a forgotten Big Brother player now? That completely depends. I mean, certainly he had the ability to lie to Christy and be remembered as somebody that made a big move early and then perhaps went home right after. But now he's going to be staying in the game probably for a lot longer and will have more chances to make other moves. So I continue to say that people are being far too hard on Cliff for this move. I don't think it was a bad move at all, actually, anymore. And the more that things play out, the more I'm starting to really think that it was actually a good move. And I said this on Twitch last night, but if Cliff survives the next 2 to 4 weeks, and in that time, the six does break up and Cliff is now working with a group of people and actually in a decent spot, then we will look back at this deal and say, what a brilliant move by Cliff to have an HOH that was completely screwed over. And he managed to actually get something tangible out of it by giving up very little. So I've been hesitant to say that before because people are going to be like, oh, Taryn's, you know, just sticking up for Cliff because he's a patron or whatever. That's really not the case. If anything, I was holding back from my honest analysis of this move because I didn't want to be seen as biased. And so that bias actually biased me against the move. But genuinely, I think this was the right move to make. And it gives him much better odds moving forward here. Obviously these are big ifs, but anybody that says this is a bad move is also relying on big ifs. And actually they're relying on much bigger ifs than the ifs that I'm talking about. So what are you going to do? All right. Why not flush the power? That's the question. But again, the power is so situational. It barely matters. The odds that the power is going to matter in the next 2 weeks are very low. And even if the power does matter, there are ways to make the odds that it can be used even lower, like I talked about, stacking the veto. And even then, it's not the end of the world if it's used, because there are cracks in this foundation and Cliff has made genuine inroads with Christy. And again, people like the main argument is like, well, Christy flips on a dime. She's, you know, you can't trust Christy. Exactly. That's one of the reasons why it's okay, because you can't trust Christy and she flips on a dime. That means that the six is unstable. It always has been. The only thing keeping it together was Camp Comeback. The only thing keeping any alliance together was Camp Comeback. The second Camp Comeback ended, the six started to, the eight completely fractured. The six started to fracture. Just like Christy could flip on Cliff, she can also flip on Jackson. She can also flip on Holly. She can flip on whoever, because that's who Christy is. And certainly he can't trust Christy toward the end of the game. He can't trust Christy at all, but he doesn't. He's just hoping that he can get something out of her in the next few weeks and get her to flip on other people before people start to come after him. And I gotta say, I think it was the right move. I think it keeps him safe for the time that he needs to be safe, and it also has made him be considered as somebody who is a man of his word. He is now considered an asset to most people's games in the house. Nobody's talking about targeting Cliff. He was a huge target coming into this week. He took a huge shot, and now he's coming out of this week not as a target at all. I get that we're disappointed, but you can't argue with those results. Can we talk about Jess? What would you like to talk about with Jess? How do I think I would have done in the Jet Ski competition? Actually, that's a good question. I think I would have done very well in the Jet Ski competition. Somebody asked me last night what competitions I would do well in, and I didn't think of that one, but I think I'd do well at it. I'm pretty good at taking my clothes in various ways. I probably shouldn't have answered that question. who do I think throws tonight's HOH competition? Who do I think should throw the HOH competition? If it's a wall comp, then I think that Tommy and Christy should throw it as long as Nicole doesn't win, as long as Nicole drops first, because they can just let Holly or Kat or Sis take it. And honestly, they can let Nicole take it, probably. I don't think Nicole would go after them first. I think she would go after the guys first, and potentially even go after Jackson for them, which they would be fine with. So I think it really depends on who's left on the wall and who's not, assuming it's a wall, of course. Do we need to have an RJP cruise? Oh boy. Top three in order that I'd like to see win tonight. Nick, Sam, Nicole. And then Kat as a fourth, just because I feel like she'd consider taking a shot at Jackson. I did. Yeah, Sis was complaining that she was like, hey, big brother, I am still here. You haven't called me in since the veto. Because she doesn't get any diary rooms, and rightfully so. Did you guys hear the diary rooms from the veto competition? No good. Rob says he feels Nick is a dark horse to win the wall comp since he's a smaller guy. I don't know about that, Rob. He's smaller, but like, I think he's too heavy for it. He has a Hoffman-esque frame, but yeah, Hoffman was tiny and like really skinny, you know? Nick's got a little more mass on him. But I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe we can hope. All right. All right. That's what I have for you. I hope you guys enjoyed the solo update. I apologize for being a bit late here. But I spent a long time answering your questions to make it up for you. So I hope you guys enjoyed. We've had fun on the updates this week. Orwell is not going to be a regular updater unless Cliff does something crazy. But Orwell will be around to hang out occasionally. So I want everyone to thank Orwell for his wonderful job this week. He needs to get back to his regular owling now. So thank you, Orwell. We'll miss you. He's just going to be in the chair over there. He didn't just fall, I promise. That's what we have. So thank you so much for joining me again. Make sure you tune in this afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Hit the follow button and you'll be notified when I go live. That's how you can do that. We have fun there. We have fun. And we'll talk about the stock watch. We'll project into next week, talk about potential HOH winners, who could be in trouble, who is in a good spot to move forward. And then tonight we will have our eviction, where we will very likely see Bella be evicted from the Big Brother house. And then we'll start, hopefully, the wall comp. We'll see how that goes. And of course, we will be live after the eviction episode with Caitlin to talk it through and discuss all of the ramifications and all of that. So that should be a lot of fun. I will be back tomorrow morning at slightly, this time intentionally, later time, 11:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow morning. 11:30 on purpose. Just make sure you're aware of that. 11:30 tomorrow morning. 11:30. To update you on everything that happens today and tonight on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then that's what we got. So we got going for you. So thank you so much for joining me. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taran. And I said PM. AM, 11:30 AM. this is what happens when you stay up streaming on Twitch. All right. 11:30 AM tomorrow. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. I'll see you next time.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.